Well, voting rights are been recognized for years under international human rights law and by many countries, including the United States, as fundamental human rights. That means this is a right that is in everyone who is a citizen of a state is entitled to this right. The only exception is for non-citizens. Of course, they would not be entitled and don't have the right to vote. So it's a fundamental right that is central to the enjoyment of other rights, especially in a democratic system, when you want full participation in public life and political process. And it evolves in over the years with the rise of democratic rules, particularly after World War II. It was first recognized under Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1948, which the U.S. Championed and helped adopt the United Nations, and subsequently it was also recognized in international human rights treaties, particularly the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which was ratified by the U.S. in 1992. And so the right to vote is not only a civil right, it's an internationally recognized human right.
But this human right and this civil right, the right to vote, is sometimes taken away from people. For example, in Florida, ex-felons have a difficult time getting their right to vote restored, and we have purges of people on the voter rolls. What can you say about this chipping away of this right?
Well, that's exactly the what the human rights to vote means. It means that the government, whether it's a federal government or state and local levels, are prohibited, and they cannot place unreasonable restrictions on the right to vote. They are supposed to provide fair and equal access to the ballot. They're supposed to make sure that vulnerable communities, especially people with disabilities, the elderly, students who are voting outside their districts, and people who are also traveling, and they are able to cast vote, and even if they're not in their state. And particular emphasis and protection is on the right of minority groups to participate in the election. In fact, this is an issue that has been brought to the human rights bodies at the international level. Again, under in U.S. human rights obligations, the U.S. was to report to the Human Rights Committee, for example, in Geneva at the United Nations, on measures that were taken to protect the right to vote, and particularly of those who were sentenced or completed their sentences. And the committee issued very specific recommendations back in 2006 and asked the U.S. government to ensure that the right to vote is protected even for those who already completed their sentences. The U.S. government will appear again before the Human Rights Committee next year, and so the 2012 elections in a few weeks will be closely monitored and will be assessed whether the U.S. have met its international human rights obligations.
Is there a right to vote in the U.S. Constitution?
Well, the right to vote is a part of our constitutional system, where there is an important 15th Amendment, and that allowed the people to participate on an equal basis. It of course took away some of the restrictions that were part of the legacy of Jim Crow and the racial discrimination of the country. More importantly, it's a right that is part of a freedom of expression, the First Amendment, but also has been recognized under our statutes and under Voting Rights Act, which was a landmark legislation that was passed by Congress in 1965 that had really given and made sure that there will be voting rights is protected, particularly in states where there were disenfranchisement rules and laws that made it more difficult for minority groups to participate, particularly African-American groups.
And finally, Jamil Dukwar, you're part of a panel tonight that will be speaking about the human right to vote. Tell us more about where that will be and when it will be.
The human rights event tonight at the University of Tampa, it will be from 6 to 8 p.m. and in the university auditorium. We will be joined by the NAACP, the deputy chair of the NAACP board. Mr. Leon Russell will be speaking about the history of voter suppression. He will also be joined by another colleague, Juteka Ayadi, from the National Office of the NAACP, who is a special assistant to the president and CEO of the NAACP. We will also be joined by the ACLU of Florida, and we will be talking about different aspects of voter suppression and the denial of the right to vote and the obstacles and the restrictions on both registration and access to the ballot, the issue of limitations on when and where individuals can register, the enhanced eligibility requirements that were put forward. There will be also discussion about the increasing disenfranchisement of people with felon convictions. We'll be looking at international human rights law and commitments that were made, as we discussed earlier. So we'll cover really the issue of voting rights from different aspects, and I think I'm looking forward to a very interesting discussion this evening.